All right, Scott, Congressman Big Horse, Congressman Keane, we're going back in.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for the brief recess. So at this time, the chair will entertain the following proposed rule changes to be reported to Congress. Rule 4.21, every member shall diligently attend each session day of the Congress and the committees to which they are elected. A member must submit a reason for being absent from session in writing at least 24 hours in advance, except in the case of an emergency, to the clerk of the Congress and to the committee chair in the case of committee meetings. The clerk of Congress shall compile a list of members' attendance, including absences at any point for all sessions and committee meetings, and the compiled list shall be a public document. The clerk shall reflect those members who have notified the speaker or committee chair of anticipated absences. Rule 4.23, the chair of the committee shall not preside over the meeting via electronic means, but shall retain the voting rights as a member. Rule 4.24, members are prohibited from attending sessions or committee meetings as a committee member during session by electronic means. Rule 4.29, when Congress is in session, all members shall, while in the chamber, be professionally dressed and shall conduct themselves appropriately as a member of the Osage Nation Congress. Rule 5.21, pursuant to Article 6, Section 9 of the Osage Nation Constitution, the presence of at least two-thirds of the whole number of the members of the Congress shall be necessary to constitute a meeting of the Congress for the exercise of its powers. Rule 5.132, Congress committees, subcommittees, or task forces shall not hold meetings at any facility or location that may restrict public access to such a facility. Page 2. Rule 6.32, the sponsor of any proposed legislation shall submit the legislation to the clerk of the Congress to be filed via paper document and in electronic word form. The clerk shall assign the legislation a number and confirm the date and time of legislation is received in writing to the sponsor. Rule 6.311, the sponsor or a co-sponsor of legislation must attend the appropriate committee meeting where first discussion on the sponsor's legislation will occur. The sponsor of the legislation must be timely notified by the committee chair that legislation has been placed on an agenda, and it will be striking 7.53. A committee may only take up bills or resolutions for consideration if a quorum of the committee is present. A quorum is a majority of the members of the committee. In order to establish a quorum, committee members shall be present in person or via electronic means. And did we send this to them electronically? Okay, so Congressman Big Horse and Congressman King, you should have this in your email. You all have that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair, and I kind of have a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I think you may have cleared it up there on that last rule that you read out. But on rule 4.23, the chair of a committee shall not preside over the meeting via electronic means, but shall retain the voting rights as a member. Does that mean but shall retain the voting rights as a member via electronic means? Now, 4.24 clears it up because it says members are prohibited from attending session or committee meetings as a committee member during session by electronic means. You see what I'm saying? To me, it looks like there should be a period after means and...
Madam Chair.
Yes, Council Gill.
Okay, so the way the rules worked prior to these changes being made last year, members of the committee meetings were allowed to attend committee meetings by electronic means if we were not in session. So Rule 4.24 addresses when we are in session. For session meetings or committee meetings, members are prohibited from attending by electronic means. When you're outside of session, members can attend by electronic means. And if you look at Rule 7.15, paragraph 3, it reads, a quorum is a majority of the members of the committee. In order to establish a quorum, committee members shall be required to attend stated meetings in person. Quorums will not be allowed to be established through the use of electronic means. So the person can attend, but they're not going to be their presence won't be utilized for the purposes of a quorum. Then Rule 4.23 says that if you're the chair of that committee, no matter whether you're in session or outside of session, you have to attend in person.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay, so I entertained the proposed rule.
Talk.
Okay, thank you. Actually, Congressman Keene, I need you to so move.
Well, I'd like to say something, though.
Oh, okay.
Before.
Go ahead.
I'd like to get more feedback on this. Like, these are some major rule changes. And, you know, when we changed the removal rules, we gave email notice and invited people back for input. There's only three of us on this call. I understand we're the committee. We can do this. But I'd still like to get other Congress members, I mean, at least give them the invitation to come and speak on this before we move these out of this committee. So that's my take.
Thank you. Well, we have one, two, three, four other members that are listening, that are here in the office. They're supportive of the changes going back. I feel like I want to make good use of our time, and so I'm supportive of us sending these changes because they're not major changes. The major change was that we started doing session and committee meetings by electronic means, which had never been allowed before. From 2006 all the way until last year, that was the major change. But as the executive branch has completely opened back up and is requiring all of their employees to be back in the office, and even central services at the casino doing the same, their board meetings are going back to in person. I wouldn't necessarily agree that this is a major change. Everyone else is opening back up. We are, again, in a unique situation where it takes all of our members to vote for the change to go back. So I would be a proponent of making good use of our time and making good use of our committee time that we have right now and sending this change out. And if the members and the majority don't feel like it, they are not ready to come back to the office, then they'll have the opportunity to discuss that and let their vote be heard.
Yeah, Chair Good Fox.
Congressman Keene.
I understand that, and I have no problem moving this out today, but I do have a word of caution that I think doing it this fast, because we got to get 8 votes for this, I think there is a risk that you won't get that if you move it out this quick. But I'm willing to, it's just something to keep in mind.
Okay. So,
thank you.
So are you going to so move?
So move.
You've already, You've already made them up. Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries, and we will report out these proposed rule changes to the body of Congress to vote on. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you.